Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. J-Lo and Ben Affleck allegedly dating again. Can you go back? Does it ever work if you go back? Somebody texted in a very interesting point. After all the therapy and pills and lotions, these are two different people from when they were together before.
Well, yeah, you grow up. I mean, you'd hope so, right?
I thought that was kind of funny.
2003 was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. 617-931-1234. Do you think their relationship will last? I'm hoping for it. I think it's fantastic. I like the two of them together. You know, I love it. I love for love to win. I guess that's how I feel about it.
I hear you. But as someone who's gone back to pretty much everyone I've ever dated, you see where I am now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wrote this book.
Andy's from Amesbury. Andy, does it work if you take the ex back?
Well, my ex proposed to me on your show.
What? Huh?
During Carson and Kennedy.
Oh, during Campy Kennedy?
Yeah.
That was an amazing moment.
It was, and I thank you guys for letting him do it that way. But we broke up for almost 6 years, and it was one of those breakups that wasn't because we didn't love each other. It was because we just weren't in the same place. He has two wonderful, almost adult children, and I wanted to have babies. So we just went our separate ways, and I became a proud single mom by choice and had a kid on my own. And several years later, he came back and said, all right, well, that was dumb. Let's do this.
I'm going to cry.
Such a good story. Oh,
that's my guy. I feel partly responsible for your marriage.
You did a lot of that work, Dan. That. You really did.
That's awesome. Thanks
Thank
for
you so much.
Yeah.
You're still together, right?
That's what she
just. Just double checking.
No Carson and Kennedy curse yet.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate that. Jessica is from Ayr. How did it go when you got back with the ex?
It went really well.
You're still together?
We are. So my now husband, he was a Navy recruiter, and he ended up falling into like a really deep depression. And he said the only thing he could control was whether or not he was with me, so he broke up with me. And then probably about 9 months later, his parents were going through a divorce, and he called me and said that I was the only person he wanted to talk to with that, going through that.
Right.
Yeah. And so now, 12 years later, we're still married. We've got two kids. We're happy.
That's wonderful. Wow, such a good story. Oh. Thank you.
That is good. Thank you, Jessica.
I'm getting all mushy.
Giving me faith.
I love these stories, Dan. Thank you for putting all these through.
What can I say? Love wins.
Love wins. That's what I want to hear. Shannon's from Clinton. You got together.
No, line three is Valerie.
I'm sorry. Valerie from Hopkinton. You got together with an ex. What happened?
Yes, I did. Basically, we were married for 17 years, and we just weren't getting along anymore. And we still loved each other, but we just were starting to lose respect for each other. And so we divorced for almost 5 years. I moved down to Florida, and then we were talking and everything, and I moved back up there. We got back together again, I moved back up there with the purpose of we were getting back together again.
Right.
And moved back into my old house, and I've been there for almost 14 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
17, so, wait, wait, so, so only, 17 he, years married, then divorced 5 years, and now together for 14.
They got married when they were two. So.
Yeah, okay.
Valerie, were you like, I got too much time invested in you?
I mean, I was 22 when we got married the first time and everything. And so we've just been, we knew back then, I mean, even when we were at the mediators getting our divorce, we were saying we love each other. And we went out to lunch after, and they dropped me back off at the airport and everything. So like he said, it was like he divorced, he knew when I got out of the car that he was making a big mistake.
Oh, what a great story. Thank you. Wow. We appreciate that. I want to grab one more real quick. Yeah. I have Shannon from Clinton who got back with an ex. Did it work out?
It did work out.
What happened?
So, so we went to college together, and we were both seeing different people. But after we graduated, we stumbled upon each other on a dating app. And, you know, I reached out and was like, hey, haven't we seen each other before? You know, and so we started talking, and I think we dated for about 3 months. But we broke up because I felt like, she wasn't considering my feelings at the time. Yeah. And it was, you know, we were both, it was kind of like growing pains. I don't think either of us was ready, like right love, wrong time sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 years later, I was cleaning some things out in my room, and I found a book that she had loaned to me. And I opened it up, and out fell like a sealed letter. And I was like, wow, what is this? And it had my name on it. It had never been opened. And so I decided I was going to open it, and I read it. And it was this really heartfelt letter about how much it loved me and how special I was. And it really made me feel like somebody sort of understood me, and she really did have, you know, that sort of level of compassion that I was looking for. And so I decided to reach out and say, hey, you know, I found this letter. I didn't want you to think I was ignoring you. I never saw it. Like, this is the first time I've seen that. And we decided over quarantine that we would get together and talk, and we talked about what we wanted, and it sort of, the stars all aligned, and we got together. And I proposed, and we're getting married on July 8th of 2022.
Wow.
That's like a Hallmark movie.
That is so
An unopened
good.
Letter from it's, 4 years
it's
ago.
It's called The Letter.
Oh, I can't.
You weren't supposed to open it then. You were supposed to open it when you opened it.
Holy smokes.
That is such
crying.
A good story.
You're crying.
I'm not doing well.
I'm going to option that
I
movie.
I am so glad.
I want to go to the wedding, so just
yes, me too. Wow.
That is great. Thank
You're
you.
All invited.
Thank you, Shannon. Hey. Thank you for sharing that story.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow, all wow, right. wow.
See,
wow.
Kennedy, love don't cost a thing. Love don't cost a thing.
Unless you're dating me.
When it costs all your money?
All my money. It just never gets old, does it? It just never gets old. Never, not once.
I have a strong urge to hug you.
I just want to write her a check. Put some money back in her love bank account.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.